Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Calibre Mining, traded on the TSX under the symbol CXB and on the OTCQX under the symbol CXBMF. Chad and I are chatting with the Vice President, Corporate Development and IR, Ryan King. Now, Ryan, before we get into some of the recent drill results from the Limon complex, I just want you to bring everybody up to speed, more of a recap on some of the work that's been done, both on the operation side and the exploration side for 2021. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Calibre Mining does operate three 100% owned gold mines in Nicaragua. The company is continuing to generate free cash flow. So let's start on the cash flow and operation side of things, Ryan. For 2021, so far, how has the company been performing?
Excellent. Thanks very much, Corey and Chad, for having us back on the show. Yeah, 2021 has been a great year for us so far. You know, we've delivered quarter over quarter, every quarter this year, last year, since taking over these assets, right? We acquired these assets in a partnership with B2 Gold in 2019. B2 is our largest shareholder. And, you know, the assets have in total 2.7 million tons of processing capacity. So we fully utilize the Limon operation, the Limon mill that has capacity of 500,000 tons of capacity, of ore capacity in that mill. And then Libertad. Libertad has a total of 2.2 million tons of processing capacity, of which we currently only use 50% capacity there. We've actually shut down one of the ball mills there to save capital, and utilizing 50% of that gives us a significant opportunity to potentially organically grow production and cash flow. Because if your readers recall, Libertad was actually heading towards closure in 2020, early 2020. And then Darren Hall, our chief executive officer, who previous to Calibre was at New Market Gold, optimizing assets at Fosterville. And then prior to that, 25 plus years at Newmont, traveling around the world, optimizing assets, operations for Newmont. He stepped back and said, we should be able to utilize a hub and spoke strategy. So we do that now, and we haul material from Limon to Libertad to process there. Mineralogy is very similar. You know, it's a low sulfidation epithermal veins. In Q2, we were getting over 95% recoveries, over 93% recoveries at Libertad from rock that we mined at Limon and then put in a truck and transported over to Libertad. And if you recall, we have brought on a new ore source in 2021, the Pavón Gold Project, which was an orphaned satellite deposit. And we have approximately 300,000 ounces at a little under 5 grams per ton gold in an open pit resource there. In 2021, we began mining from Pavón Norte. We now have gradually increased haulage from Pavón down to Libertad. So blending that with Libertad source feed, Limon source feed, and now new Pavón source feed. We started in Q1, I think it was roughly 350 ton a day. We brought up from Pavón to Libertad. Q2, I think we were 550 tons a day, and we're well on track towards 700 and 800 tons a day from Pavón to Libertad. You know, in July, I think the number we put out was a little over 750 tons a day transported from Pavón to Libertad. So in the year 2021, we had forecasted that we would be a little bit higher costs, a little bit lower production in the first half of the year, and second half of the year was going to be a stronger half for us, largely because of some of the things I've just mentioned. We've been working towards getting to 1,000 tons a day hauled from Pavón to Libertad, and additional contributions from sources at Limon that are slightly higher grade, like the Limon open pit, as well as a new zone that came into commercial production in Q3 in July, Pantheon South, which is now in commercial production, which is an underground ore source, And the average reserve grade, I think, is just a little over 7 grams per ton gold. So higher contributions in the second half coming from Pantheon, more contributions coming from Pavón, and things are running really well. You know, as I think at the end of June this year, we ended the year to date at about 89,000 ounces. So guiding towards the higher end of our production guidance that we gave at the beginning of the year, which was 170,000 to 180,000 ounces at an all-in sustaining cost of $1,040 to $1,140. You know, in the light of inflation that we're all seeing across the industry and globally, doesn't matter what sector we're in, we're seeing inflation, whether that be diesel, which is, I think, up 50% year over year, or, for example, for us, steel and steel balls and liners up over 250% year over year. We have not changed our all-in sustaining cost guidance, so we anticipate to probably be on the higher end, but we're well within our guidance. So we've been managing the cost profile and at the same time maximizing production. As I said, you know, 89,000 ounces at the end of June, likely to track towards the higher end of our full year production guidance, assuming everything goes according to plan, which right now is going well, very well. You know, we're utilizing this hub and spoke effectively, safely. And so I'm excited. We've been generating some great cash flow. We should add cash in the third quarter here again. Those numbers will come out in about a week to 10 days time for the full quarter, Q3 and year to date, end of September. And yeah, we are forecasting that the second half will be stronger than the first half, and likely that Q4 will be potentially even stronger than Q3. For the full year. So exciting time for Calibre as we continue to deliver quarter over quarter, generating strong cash flows to be able to self-fund our investment into the assets and also self-fund all of our exploration efforts, in which we've had a lot of.
Yeah, lots going on with the company for sure, Ryan. And it's been fascinating to watch you guys continue to deliver on your promise of the hub and spoke model. You know, you had one mine, then two mines, and three mines. You've got several different deposits now feeding into the system, and still a lot more upside capacity in the Libertad mill. So one of the questions I have next is just what's coming down the pike as far as the next spokes that will keep feeding this hub. I know you've done a lot of work at Eastern Borosi to work on that, and there's some other exciting exploration and development targets. Walk us through which spokes you think will be next.
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we have, I think, approximately 15 rigs in operation across the landscape, several at Limón, several at Libertad. We've got three operating at Pavón right now. And I'm excited about Pavón particularly. And we've been drilling Pavón Norte, and now we're transitioning to Pavón Central, and we're drilling from Pavón Central down to the south. And I'm excited about that because there's been no drilling at Pavón Central for at least over 5 years. And Pavón Central is about 130,000 ounces at roughly 7 grams per ton gold. And this is a shallow, high-grade open pit. The drilling has only gone down about 125 meters from surface. And there, you know, if we were to look at a verify section or the plan of operations, there's multiple smaller pits along a 750 to 1,000 meter trend along surface. So small, shallow, high grade open pits. And I still don't know what, you know, is there anything between them? Is there anything below them along strike and down plunge? So we've got three rigs testing the down plunge extension of some of these high grade shoots that obviously come to surface. So I'm excited about that exploration program that just got kicked off here a couple of weeks ago. But in terms of spokes that were significantly advancing to be new, one is, of course, yeah, as you mentioned, the Eastern Borosi project, which I believe those will likely be our lowest cost and highest grade source contribution into the Libertad mill. And I say that because, you know, as it is today, we've recently completed a 20,000 meter infill program up there. We've bought 95% of the surface rights, and that's a rate determining step in permitting. So buying the surface rights, that district, the whole Borosi, Eastern Borosi district, has a history of mining. There's been a number of mines up there. The Rosita mine, which produced 300 million pounds of copper Bainaranda, the Siuna mine, the La Luz mine, and then north of us, Bonanza. So it's a well-known mining camp. It's, I believe, in total, over decades, has produced over 8 million ounces of gold. So Eastern Borosia is exciting from a number of fronts. We're advancing two high-grade open pits and one underground. And the high-grade open pits average, I think we're around 300,000 ounces at a little over 11 grams per ton gold in shallow high-grade open pits. Now, with infill drilling, what always happens is these the grade will come down, the ounces will get smaller, but still, at the same time, we get a better level of confidence. And so I'm excited about, you know, the potential of having maybe even reserves there. We announced an updated resource and reserve by end of Q1 of next year with this drilling that we've completed. You know, we're modeling things up now for the high-grade Guapinol and Vancouver open pits. These are shallow, right? You know, probably less than 125-meter open pits and still wide open along strike and down plunge. You know, one of the attractive opportunities here for us in the whole Eastern Borosie District is there's only been 40,000 meters of drilling completed up there prior to the 22,000 meters of infill drilling. So the expansion potential there is tremendous. You know, if you look at Limon, for example, Limon has had over 400,000 meters of drilling, but has proven out and discovered over 5 million ounces of gold. So these low sulfidation epithermal veins, once you get into these types of systems and districts, can be very prolific, but they do require a lot of drilling. And so now we've transitioned from infill to step out. We're stepping out a long strike of the Eastern Borosie open pits. We're testing a number of zones that have lone drill holes that had not been followed up on. Things that range between 5 and 10 meters and 5 and 10 grams. Shallow, probably less than 100 meters from surface. So it is a very prospective area for us. And I'm excited about it because I think by the end of this year, we'll submit a permittable package to the government. And if you look at Pavón, you know, we were able to permit Pavón, a shallow high-grade open pit, in less than 12 months and then bring it into the plant in less than 18 months for capital, probably around $10 million or less, right? Because you don't need tailings and you don't need that mill. So the return on investment capital, utilizing our hub and spoke approach, the surplus capacity we have at the Libertad facility that does not require new capital, is tremendous. It's hundreds of percent return for us to de-orphan and de-bottleneck Limon and de-orphan some of these deposits that, as it stands today, wouldn't justify putting a mill in place because they're a little bit too small. But we have a mill with surplus capacity and good infrastructure in the country. As we've demonstrated over the last 2 years, we can haul material 250, 300 kilometers, and it's very accretive, generating very good cash flow for us. So I believe that'll be the next satellite deposit that'll feed into Libertad. I am, you know, it's hard to say at this point in time, but if our permitting process is analogous to Pavón, right up at Eastern Borosie. So if we were to submit at the end of this year for the high-grade open pits and say Q1 for the underground deposit that we're advancing, you know, I think we'll be in a position by the end of 2022, if all goes well, right, that we'll have a permit in hand to start exploitation for exploitation and mining. We're doing a lot of work with our communities there as well, as you can imagine, you know, a very transparent public consultation, working closely with communities, designs of roads and sites and layout, camps, etc. And so there's a lot of work to be done. However, yeah, I believe that there's a really good opportunity that by, say, the second half of 2023, we could be looking at starting to haul material from Eastern Borosie down to Libertad. So that would be the next one, and a huge amount of exploration potential across all of the assets.
All right, Ryan, let's also focus on some of the exploration too, and especially a news release that came out just a couple days ago on September 29th. The company released some drill results from the Limon complex here, both resource expansion on two different targets and also a new zone, the portal target. Sounds like a new discovery. You guys are calling it a new gold zone within this Le Mans complex. Take us through these drill results here and the expansion potential that you're seeing through the drill bit.
We've had a lot of exploration news releases out this year, starting back in May at Le Mans, and again, follow-ups on things like Atravesada. Atravesada is an underground zone that we discovered in 2020. I think today sits around 80,000 ounces in all categories at about 6.5 grams per ton gold. And yesterday's announcement confirmed resource expansion potential. We drilled 3 meters of 9 grams, 6 meters of 6.4 grams. So we are extending, we are finding mineralization down plunge and along strike of the main Atravesada ore shoot. And that tells us there's good potential to find others along this trend, you know, just southwest of that is the Veta Nueva underground mine. And actually we've been mining there. We are developing over to Atravesada now. So we've started the underground mine development over to Atravesada. So great opportunity for expansion, a new zone within the Le Mans complex. You mentioned Portal. Yeah, this is a brand new area for us, about a couple of kilometers north of Atravesada. And you can see, you know, if you go to our website and go to our corporate presentation, you can see a number of, on one of the Le Mans plan maps, you can see these red lines that represent vein trends that we've been mapping out on surface. So there's a number of these that we have not followed up on yet. Portal was one of the first ones we tested. But yeah, we got some great grades, some great widths. It's still early days. We need to determine what this could be. But I was excited because we had a nice broad zone. I think it was 18 meters of 1.6, 1.7 grams per ton gold, and again, shallow. So there's really good potential across the whole land package. And even though it's been producing for decades, we are still finding new zones of mineralization. Atravesada being one of them, Panteon another. And then drilling underneath some of these open pits, Tigra to the north, where we haven't developed it yet, but we have a reserve. And we drilled 7 grams over 2 meters, 12 grams over 2 meters. So we're hitting some good zones that tell us that there is expansion potential. More work needs to be done, but it is exciting from our perspective to see the prospectivity through the drill bit and expansion of zones. I guess one more thing I'll mention is at Libertad as well. You know, we talk about our hub and spoke operating strategy, but we've also been exploring for new areas on the Libertad property. And, you know, early September, we announced zones within 10 kilometers of the Libertad mill. This new zone called Trenca, which is a 4 kilometer vein, we've drilled about a kilometer and a half of it, or drill tested portions of a kilometer and a half of it. And we've had excellent success. Very shallow again, near surface, you know, 2.8 meters of 17 grams, 4.5 meters of 13. And then in the recent news release, we were starting to see broader widths, you know, 10 to 20 meters, I think 22 meters of 1.6 grams per ton gold. So broader widths, lower grade. This is just a demonstration of the whole vein system carrying gold mineralization. There's no resource there yet. And so I'm excited to see what the resource could be by the end of this year. And of course, it would come out in the end of the year 2021, which would be announced at the end of the first quarter of next year. But we've only drilled a kilometer and a half of that 4 kilometer trend. So it does tell you that, you know, there is a lot of good potential within and around the Le Mans or the Libertad mill as well. So yeah, lots of exciting things happening.
Yeah, there's so much going on with this company. It's fun to follow along with, and also exciting to see what I consider you guys really doing it right out there, generating cash flow, but then also with all this exploration and building out on that hub and spoke model. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Ryan regarding anything going on at Calibre, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Ryan, really appreciate your time. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. You as well. And to all the listeners, appreciate you listening to the show. And again, yeah, please reach out anytime.